NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast, Thursday morning, April 9th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery, full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Catalyst Crew Technologies introduces Miro AI, an AI-driven platform for neurological analysis and predictive risk modeling. Catalyst Crew Technologies Corp. has unveiled Neuro AI, an AI-driven platform for neurological analysis and predictive risk modeling. The model aims to aid healthcare providers in identifying potential clinical risks through AI-driven analytics, including early detection of neurological abnormalities and predictive modeling of cerebrovascular events. Neuro AI is set to integrate various data inputs like MRI and EEG to support clinical review and care coordination within Catalyst Crew's digital health ecosystem.
Canary Gold Corp announces installation of second centrifuge at Porto Velho sampling facility. Canary Gold Corp has announced the successful installation of a second centrifuge at its Porto Velho sampling facility in Brazil. This new addition is expected to boost sample processing capacity, supporting the company's expanding reconnaissance drilling programs at the Madeira River project. The enhanced processing capability aims to improve efficiency and handle increasing sample volumes as field activities continue to scale.
Mitch Gould shares insights from helping shape Amazon's sports nutrition category. Mitch Gould, founder and CEO of Nutritional Products International, NPI, shares insights on shaping Amazon's sports nutrition category. With experience working with high-profile figures in sports and entertainment, Gould emphasizes the importance of product education, pricing strategy, and operational execution in establishing consumer trust. As evolution of distribution platform aims to streamline brand entry into the U.S. market, emphasizing the need for disciplined execution in the competitive sports nutrition segment.
UGI begins system upgrades in Monroe Township. UGI Utilities has announced the commencement of a system upgrades project in Monroe Township, Snyder County. This initiative underscores UGI's dedication to ensuring safe and dependable service for its customers. The project also presents an opportunity for select residences and businesses to switch to natural gas, further enhancing energy options in the area.
MPC Capital invitation to the FY 2025 earnings webcast on 9 April 2026. MPC Capital AG will host a webcast tomorrow, April 9th, 2026 at 3 p.m. CST to present its annual report 2025. CEO Konstantin Back and CFO Dr. Philip Lowenstein will discuss key financial figures and provide a business update and outlook for 2026. The webcast, conducted in English, will include a Q&A session.
Annual General Meeting of Mobile Zone Holding A. Shareholders approved all proposals by the Board of Directors. This includes a dividend of CHF 0.90 per share, payable on April 17, 2026. The meeting also re-elected key members to the Board of Directors and approved the appointment of BDO AG as the statutory auditor for another year. For more details, visit MobileZone's Investor Relations website.
The General Meeting of Shareholders of Zug Estates Holding Limit approved all proposals put forward by the Board of Directors at their 14th meeting in Zug, Switzerland. Shareholders voted to distribute a total of CHF 25.0 million for the 2025 financial year, with a gross dividend of CHF 4.90 per Series A share and CHF 49.00 per Series B share. The board members were confirmed for another year, with Beat Schwab as chairman.
Centris Financial Strategies named Enterprise Business of the Year. Centris Financial Strategies has been named Enterprise Business of the Year at the 22nd Annual Eagle Awards Gala by the African American Chamber of Commerce of Central Florida. The award recognizes their exceptional performance, leadership, and impact within the Central Florida community. Since its founding in 2009, Centris Financial Strategies has grown from 2 to 9 team members, showcasing remarkable growth and a clear path to continued success.
Polypeptide announced results of the annual general meeting 2026. Polypeptide Group AG announced that shareholders approved all proposals at the 5th annual general meeting. Peter Wilden was re-elected as chair of the board of directors. The AGM saw a turnout representing 80.85% of the company's shares. The approved proposals included re-election of the board members, statutory auditors, and maximum compensation amount. Shareholders also granted discharge to the board and executive committee for the financial year 2025.
Focus Universal Inc. announces closing of $4 million private placement. Focus Universal Inc. announced the closing of a $4 million private placement of shares of common stock and pre-funded and investor warrants at $3.58 per common unit. The transaction, priced at market under NASDAQ rules, included the sale of 1,117,318 common units. The company plans to use the net proceeds for general corporate purposes and working capital. Aegis Capital Corp. acted as the exclusive placement agent for the private placement.
Rock Breaks, Uranium Energy Corp., NYSE American, UEC American, UEC condenses production at Burke Hollow ISR project in Texas. Uranium Energy Corp. has started production at its Burke Hollow project in Texas, becoming the first new U.S. in-situ recovery uranium operation in over a decade. With recent expansion approvals at its Christensen Ranch operations in Wyoming, UEC now has two active ISR hub-and-spoke platforms, solidifying its position as the only U.S. uranium company with such capabilities. This move supports a scalable domestic production strategy amidst growing policy support for the U.S. nuclear fuel supply chain.
Great American Media partners with Minivella to develop and distribute microdrama slate for U.S. Hispanic and Latin American audiences. Great American Media partners with Minivella to develop and distribute a microdrama slate for U.S. Hispanic and Latin American audiences. The collaboration will launch Pureflix Familia, a new Spanish language and bilingual destination focused on faith and family-centered storytelling. This partnership aims to cater to the growing demand for culturally resonant content in the rapidly expanding microdrama category. Web3 Media Breaks, DataVault AI Inquis secures $750 in tokenization contracts in Q1. Supporting its 2026 revenue outlook, the contracts cover various asset categories, including mining, and coincide with the relaunch of core exchange platforms with enhanced AI-driven features. DataVault AI continues to scale its real-world asset tokenization infrastructure.
Mission IR News breaks: Greenland Energy Company marks NASDAQ debut with opening bell ceremony. Greenland Energy Company celebrated its recent public listing by ringing the opening bell at the NASDAQ market site in Times Square. CEO Robert Price, Executive Chairman Larry Grams, Swets Jr., and Executive Advisor Joe Moglia marked the milestone, highlighting the company's focus on advancing hydrocarbon exploration in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin. Plans include drilling two initial wells in 2026 after extensive logistical preparation, positioning the company for its first exploration campaign.
Investor news breaks. Planet Ventures Inc. OTC Pink PNXPF invests in Relativity Space financing round. Planet Ventures Inc. has invested $125,000 in MCXGP Relativity Fund ILLC, participating in Relativity Space Inc.'s latest financing round. Led by CEO Eric Schmidt, Relativity Space focuses on reusable launch vehicles and software-driven manufacturing, expanding into space-based data center infrastructure. This investment provides indirect exposure to aerospace and computing innovation. Blue Sky AI Inc., BSAI, outlines strategy to tackle GPS bottlenecks with modular distributed neocloud infrastructure. Blue Sky AI Inc. outlines its strategy to address GPS bottlenecks with a modular distributed neocloud infrastructure. The company's plan involves deploying SkyMod data centers rapidly to meet the increasing demand for high-performance AI infrastructure. Blue Sky AI aims to empower organizations with flexible, scalable AI infrastructure without compromise, positioning itself at the forefront of the evolving artificial intelligence landscape.
Tech media breaks. Global Tech Corp reports 21% revenue growth in fiscal 2025. Global Tech Corp reported a 21% revenue growth in fiscal 2025, reaching $22.10 million. Up from $18.30 million in 2024. The increase was fueled by expansion in telecommunications, broadband technology services, and retail. Despite a net loss of $3.10 million, the company achieved positive adjusted EBITDA of $0.89 million, highlighting strong operational performance.
Biomed news breaks. Cardio Diagnostics Holdings, Inc. engages IBN to support corporate communications strategy. Cardio Diagnostics Holdings, Inc. has engaged IBN to support its corporate communications strategy as it advances blood-based solutions for the prevention and detection of cardiovascular disease. The company develops clinical tests and data platforms integrating molecular biomarkers with AI to provide patient-specific insights, including EpiPlus GHDTM, Precision CHDTM, HeartRisk TM, and CardioInnovate 360TM. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at https://ibn.fm/CDOI. Block co-founder foresees AI doing middle management tasks. Block's co-founder envisions artificial intelligence taking over middle management tasks in large organizations. The company's CEO, along with the lead independent director, proposes a structural shift where AI handles responsibilities traditionally managed by humans. This experiment, already impacting thousands of jobs, could have far-reaching implications. As disruptive technologies like quantum computing emerge from companies such as D-Wave Quantum Inc., the future of employment landscape remains uncertain.
Energy security in a shifting world. Why new supply frontiers matter. Energy security remains fragile as geopolitical tensions rise and global shipping lanes face disruptions. Greenland Energy Company is advancing exploration in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin, aiming to unlock new, politically stable energy resources. With plans to drill key wells, the company is part of the urgent push for greater energy independence. Other companies in this space include ExxonMobil Corporation, Shell PLC, and Chevron Corp. Energy news breaks. Frontera's North America highlights anti-fragile energy strategy as global markets face historic disruption. Anti-Fragile's North America CEO Matthew T. McKeon highlights the company's anti-fragile energy strategy in response to global market disruptions. The company's FAS Form platform, utilizing domestic coal feedstock, is designed to thrive in volatile markets. McKeon positions the Mason County facility as a scalable blueprint for strengthening U.S. energy security by leveraging domestic resources. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Wall Street is set for mega IPOs as SpaceX files paperwork. Wall Street is gearing up for a wave of mega IPOs, with SpaceX leading the charge by filing confidential paperwork for its upcoming IPO. This move signifies a significant shift in the market, hinting at a potential landmark year for IPOs in 2026. Companies like Core AI Holdings, Inc. will likely be impacted by this trend as Wall Street prepares for new opportunities and growth.
Factors that could drive silver markets in the near term. Factors that could drive silver markets in the near term are being closely watched by investors. The price of silver has been moving erratically, influenced by various factors. Entities like New Pacific Metals Corporation, with a longer-term view, may find the current price swings impactful. Stay informed to make sound decisions in this dynamic market.
Network news breaks: Greenland Energy Company positioned at center of energy independence push amid global supply risks. Greenland Energy Company is at the forefront of the push for energy independence amidst global supply risks. Recent editorial coverage highlights the strategic importance of the Jameson Land Basin development, with estimates of up to 13 billion barrels of oil potential. As major discoveries become scarce, Greenland Energy's exploration efforts are drawing attention from investors and industry players, aligning with a broader industry trend towards unlocking new energy supplies in stable jurisdictions.
SalesNexus launches free edition for pipeline automation with AI integration. SalesNexus introduces a free edition for pipeline automation featuring AI integration. The plan caters to startups, consultants, and developers, offering robust marketing and sales automation tools at no cost. Users can manage customers, create automated workflows, and utilize SalesNexus's AI Nexi to enhance sales processes. The free plan includes access to essential CRM tools, APIs, and webhooks, making it ideal for businesses looking to streamline operations and scale efficiently.
Royalty Management Holding Corporation reports 2025 audited financial results, including an increase in year-over-year revenues, interest income, and investment income of 431%. Royalty Management Holding Corporation has reported a significant increase in year-over-year revenues, interest income, and investment income of 431%. Total revenues, interest income, and income from investments rose to over $5.10 million from approximately $965,000 at year-end 2024. The company also saw a growth in total assets to over $16.60 million from $15 million in 2024. Additionally, Royalty Management initiated a $0.01 per common share annual dividend to shareholders for 2026.
United American Petroleum Corp. expands its national footprint through KidSportsLive.com and multi-industry growth initiatives. KidSportsLive.com has partnered with youth sports leagues in Maine, Maryland, and Pennsylvania, offering HD streaming, pay-per-view access, and a local sponsorship revenue system. UAPC is also venturing into aviation, automotive, cargo, hospitality, real estate, and construction sectors to accelerate growth and shareholder value. The company aims to build a diversified portfolio of revenue-generating operations with a focus on scalable platforms like KidSportsLive.com.
Greenland Energy Company is one to watch. Greenland Energy Company, a NASDAQ-listed entity, is making waves as a key player in the development of the Jameson Land Basin, a vast and untapped hydrocarbon region. With over 50 identified oil and gas leads, the company aims to unlock the basin's potential through a staged drilling program. Independent analysis suggests a significant upside of around 13 billion barrels of recoverable oil. Stay tuned for more updates on this promising venture.
First, Orion signs agreement to deliver Inform branded calling to Boost Mobile subscribers. First, Orion has signed an agreement with Boost Mobile to deliver Inform branded calling. Subscribers will now see a business's display name on incoming calls, allowing for customization up to 32 characters. This move aims to boost trust in calls, increase answer rates, and enhance brand awareness. For more details, visit First Orion's website.
Critical mineral-rich Bolivia is at a turning point as it courts Western investments and friendly U.S. ties, opening doors for miners. Bolivia, rich in critical minerals, shifts towards capitalism under President Rodrigo Paz. Opening doors for Western investments. The new government aims to attract foreign direct investment in mining, particularly in lithium, silver, and tin. New Pacific Metals Corp. is optimistic about its projects in Bolivia, eyeing opportunities as the country seeks to become a major supplier of critical minerals. New Pacific Metals.
Synbio International secured DWAC and DRS eligibility. Synbio International Inc. has secured DWAC and DRS eligibility, allowing for faster trading and broader market access. The approval through its transfer agent, Pacific Stock Transfer Company, enables electronic share transfers and direct registration for shareholders. CEO Claudio Solitario stated that this milestone strengthens Synbio's capital markets platform, supporting planned financing activities and partnership developments for more efficient trading in the open market. Aclarion announces agreement with Weill Cornell Medicine. Aclarion Inc. announced today it has established a commercial agreement with Weill Cornell Medicine for a groundbreaking trial using Mesiskin. The trial, led by Dr. Jaspal Rekhi Singh, aims to investigate the effects of bone marrow aspirate stem cell concentrate on patient-reported functional outcomes and pain in osteoarthritis and degenerative disc disease. Mesiskin will also be utilized in a subset of spine patients, providing critical insights into the location of low back pain.
Noble receives interim order for proposed arrangement and files materials for special meeting. Noble Mineral Exploration Inc. has received an interim order for a proposed arrangement and has filed materials for a special shareholder meeting.
So when you think
the meeting scheduled for May 7th, 2026 will seek approval for an arrangement and the reduction of stated capital. Shareholders are encouraged to review the meeting materials available on the company's website and TSX Trust Company's website for more information.
BioStem Technologies to showcase innovation and clinical evidence at Symposium on Advanced Wound Care Spring 2026. BioStem Technologies will showcase its innovative Neox product line at the Symposium on Advanced Wound Care Spring meeting in Charlotte, NC. This event brings together top professionals in wound care, where BioStem aims to highlight its comprehensive suite of placental and umbilical cord tissue solutions, supported by clinical trials and real-world evidence. The company's chairman and CEO, Jason Matuszewski, expressed pride in contributing to the clinical dialogue and advancing science in wound care. Dr. Richard Downs, pioneering airway health and nasal hygiene solutions. Dr. Richard Downs, a dental professional with over four decades of experience, is pioneering airway health and nasal hygiene solutions. His recent innovations, Hyponasal and XyloClean under the brand Nefence, aim to improve nasal hygiene, airway function, and respiratory wellness. Dr. Downs' work focuses on expanding airway capacity through orthodontic approaches, emphasizing the link between the mouth and nasal passages. His hypochlorous acid-based products support oral and nasal hygiene, showing promising results in improving breathing and nasal airflow.
Seanergy Maritime expands its new building program, continues its stretch of dividends and profits in Q4. With a focus on acquiring fuel-efficient and environmentally friendly ships, Seanergy's strategic fleet renewal program aims to enhance long-term earnings capacity. Recent transactions include acquiring two scrubber-fitted, Capesize vessels, reinforcing the company's commitment to modern, efficient tonnage. Deliveries of new vessels are expected in 2027 and 2029, supporting both near-term growth and long-term acquisition options.
Steyr Motors AG completes the acquisition of BUKHAS, important step into new markets with high synergy potential. Steyr Motors AG has completed the acquisition of BUKHAS, marking a significant move into new markets with high synergy potential. The consolidation process is set to begin in Q2 2026, leading to increased revenue per customer and enhanced competitiveness. CEO Julian Cassutti highlights the strategic leap in the marine and defense sectors, anticipating a positive earnings impact in the first year of consolidation.
Catalyst Crew Technologies introduces Pulmo AI, an AI-driven platform for lung disease detection and predictive analysis. Catalyst Crew Technologies Corp. introduces Pulmo AI, an AI-driven platform for lung disease detection and predictive analysis. The model aims to support healthcare providers in analyzing respiratory health data and identifying potential clinical risks through artificial intelligence-driven analytics. Pulmo AI is designed to integrate multiple data inputs to generate structured outputs for clinical review and care coordination, with a focus on Latin America for market development.
Stonegate Capital Partners initiates coverage on Petivco Corp. Stonegate Capital Partners has initiated coverage on Petivco Corp., highlighting the company's significant growth in production and revenue following the Juniper merger. Despite challenges like lower oil prices, the company reported strong performance in FY25, with production up 35% and adjusted EBITDA increasing by 18%. With plans for optimization work to reduce costs and increase margins, Petivco Corp is poised for further success in the future. Homebuyer Mississippi puts sellers first, no matter how complicated the deal. Homebuyer Mississippi recently closed on a deal that had been in escrow for 2 years, involving a vacant property with a missing heir since Hurricane Katrina. Despite the complexities, the team successfully navigated legal hurdles to bring the property back into commerce. Led by John Lester, Homebuyer Mississippi's hands-on approach and network of experts allowed them to handle deals most buyers would avoid, offering sellers in coastal Mississippi real solutions for difficult property situations.
The most expensive mistakes in commercial real estate data and digital infrastructure, and how owners can avoid them. In commercial real estate, hidden networks, redundant systems, and unutilized technology can cost owners significantly. Bill Douglas, CEO of OpticWise, highlights common pitfalls like paying for multiple networks, systems never turned on, and technology with zero return. Without ownership and strategic management, vendors control a building's intelligence, leading to wasted investments. OpticWise's Peak Property Performance DDI review uncovers these issues to prevent future losses. From Louisiana to the Gulf Coast, how John Lester built Homebuyer Mississippi. From Louisiana to the Gulf Coast, John Lester has built Homebuyer Mississippi, a cash home buying company serving sellers along the Gulf Coast. With experience from leading Homebuyer Louisiana, John identified a market with low inventory and strong buyer demand in coastal Mississippi. His hands-on approach allows accurate property assessments and tailored solutions. For sellers facing challenging situations, Homebuyer Mississippi offers a hassle-free option to sell properties directly.
Why forward-thinking employers are adding home warranties to their benefits packages. Forward-thinking employers are now adding home warranties to their benefits packages, recognizing the need to support remote workers. Armadillo, a modern home warranty company, offers a solution for employees dealing with home system failures while working remotely. By providing fast and transparent service, Armadillo's employee benefits channel aims to enhance the daily experience of remote workers, filling a gap in traditional benefits packages.
Why smart investors are buying apartment complexes that don't cash flow, a veteran commercial operator is defying conventional wisdom by acquiring apartment complexes at zero cash flow, focusing on post-tax profits and appreciation. Larry Gotcher of Resource Realty Group in Michigan is pursuing 9 such acquisitions in Detroit, aiming for break-even cash flow. By leveraging tax advantages and accurate financial modeling, Gotcher sees potential in Detroit's rising rents and creative financing structures, urging investors to prioritize volume over dramatic wins.
Network news breaks. Greenland Energy Company executives ring NASDAQ opening bell in Times Square. Greenland Energy Company executives, including CEO Robert Price and Executive Chairman Larry Grams, Swets Jr., rang the NASDAQ opening bell in Times Square. The event showcased the company's commitment to advancing Arctic energy exploration and responsible resource development. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Beeline Holdings, Inc. Q4 revenue surge portends 2026 growth. Beeline Holdings, Inc. reported a strong Q4 revenue surge, signaling potential growth in 2026. Net revenue increased by 127% year-over-year, reaching $2.50 million, with mortgage originations rising by 44% to $84.70 million. The company also improved unit economics, with revenue per loan up by 31% and cost per loan down by 18%. Get free at the end of 2025, Beeline is poised for expansion, launching its new Beeline Equity platform for fractional home equity transactions.
A Goldman cause, a corporation, appoints Dmitry Kastor-Huerau as Chief Financial Officer, bringing over a decade of finance experience to strengthen strategy and governance. Kastor-Huerau, currently CFO of Micropolis AI Robotics, will play a key role in the company's financial foundation and growth as they prepare for a NYSE American uplisting. Conn's CEO Ahmad and Chairman Fred Deng expressed confidence in Kastor-Huerau's ability to drive long-term shareholder value.
Labor Department, NSF partner on Tech Access AI Workforce. The U.S. Labor Department partners with the National Science Foundation to enhance AI workforce readiness. The collaboration aims to expand access to AI tools in training nationwide. Companies like DataVault AI Inc., leveraging AI in their operations, are expected to benefit from this initiative. Renewables surge by almost 700 gigawatts in 2025. Renewable energy capacity surged by almost 700 gigawatts in 2025 amid ongoing geopolitical turbulence, highlighting the strategic importance of clean energy. With tensions in the Middle East impacting fossil fuel markets, nations are increasingly turning to renewables not just for climate goals, but as a shield against supply disruptions. The latest data from IRENA emphasizes the urgent need for more firms like Turbo Energy SA to address the structural vulnerability.
U.S. motorists are embracing Chinese electric vehicles. U.S. motorists are increasingly interested in Chinese electric vehicles despite being locked out of the American market due to high tariffs. Consumer curiosity continues to rise, fueled by social media. While policy currently keeps Chinese EVs off U.S. forecourts, if barriers ease, well-equipped vehicles at accessible prices could find a ready audience. When Chinese EVs eventually access the American market, domestic brands like Rivian Automotive Inc. will need to be prepared.
Mission IR News Breaks. Transcode Therapeutics Inc. secures up to $20 million financing agreement. Transcode Therapeutics has secured a financing agreement with an institutional healthcare investor for up to $20 million. The deal includes $6 million in prepaid advances and a 3-year standby equity purchase agreement, allowing the company to sell up to $14 million in common stock. This funding will support its Phase 2A trial of lead candidate TTX-MC138 and ongoing operations.
Biomed News Breaks, Nanoviricides NYSE American NNVC files for rare pediatric disease drug designation for NV-387, a potential measles treatment. This filing, in addition to a previous orphan drug designation, could lead to a priority review voucher upon approval. With no existing approved measles therapies, this move could advance NV-387 in the market. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Enhanced robotics and pharma manufacturing signals major efficiency margin expansion opportunities. Enhanced robotics and pharma manufacturing is set to revolutionize the industry, offering major efficiency and margin expansion opportunities. Knight Food Holdings Inc. is at the forefront with AI-enabled robotics platforms that integrate autonomous systems, SOP intelligence, and real-time deviation detection. This move aligns with the industry trend towards intelligent systems supporting compliance in real time, as traditional automation falls short in addressing contamination risks. The Fluor Minerals Inc. bolsters report on positive PEA nears gold production. The Fluor Minerals Inc. is making strides towards gold production with a positive PEA report. The Canadian company is gearing up to restart its gold mill and process material from its nearby project in the Abitibi region. With a low capex project and robust economics, LaFleur is optimistic about its near-term operational profits.
Tech Media Breaks versus Systems Inc. has engaged IBN to support its corporate communications strategy. Through this partnership, IBN will increase awareness of Versus Systems, a leading provider of gamification and audience engagement technology, serving brands, sports leagues, and entertainment partners globally. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at IBN's website.
Mission IR News Breaks Megan Holdings Limited closes $8.30 million follow-on public offering. Megan Holdings Limited has closed an $8.30 million follow-on public offering, selling 20,750,000 Class A ordinary shares at $0.40 per share. The offering was managed by DeBoral Capital LLC. Megan, a Malaysia-based aquaculture company, focuses on farm development and maintenance. The company aims to provide trusted shrimp farm services and is expanding its operations in Malaysia. For more information, visit Megan's website. CyberLoQ Technologies Inc. and Arenda Ann announce plans to begin integrating the CyberLoQ Secure Advanced Multi-Factor Authentication Technology into the Arenda platform in May 2026. CyberLoQ Technologies Inc. and Arenda plan to integrate CyberLoQ Secure Multi-Factor Authentication Technology into the Arenda platform in May 2026. The integration aims to enhance Arenda's bank-grade protection against card-not-present fraud while maintaining a seamless user experience. This move signifies a significant step forward in delivering vigilant identity defense at scale. According to CyberLoQ CEO Chris Jackson and Arenda CEO Joshua Vittori.
Tech Media Breaks, a 2Z Cust2Mate Solutions Court, has regained compliance with the annual meeting requirement for continued listing under NASDAQ Listing Rule 5620. The global leader in smart retail technology, A2Z Cust2Mate Solutions Corp., received formal notice from the NASDAQ Stock Market LLC. For more information, visit www.cust2mate.com.
Investor News Breaks Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. engages strategic media and public relations for U.S. outreach. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. has enlisted strategic media and public relations for U.S. outreach. The BC-based organic sedimentary phosphate exploration leader aims to boost awareness in the U.S. through a six-month agreement valued at $10,000 per month. This effort will target American markets to highlight the company, its management, and the phosphate industry. T0 proposes conversion of T0OP tokens into Series B preferred equity. T0 Group Inc. proposes to convert TZR T0OP tokens into Series B preferred equity, TZR, allowing each T0OP share to convert into 3 tokenized T0 Series B preferred stock shares. This move aims to enhance long-term participation of existing token holders in the company's growth. Bill Fleckenstein will join T0's board as the Series B preferred stock representative, pending formal appointment. The proposed conversion is subject to approval by majority shareholders.
Green Rain Energy Holdings, Inc. advances EV infrastructure across U.S. markets as execution translates into revenue opportunity. Green Rain Energy Holdings, Inc. advances EV infrastructure across U.S. markets as execution translates into revenue opportunity. The company shifts from strategy to operational assets with multiple sites nearing activation. Rising fuel costs and demand are driving growth in the EV market, making infrastructure development essential. Stay tuned for updates as Green Rain continues to expand its footprint in key U.S. markets.
Upside Gold highlights results of historic data compilation at the Kena Gold Copper Property. Upside Gold Corp. highlights the results of a historic data compilation at the Kena Gold Copper Property in southeastern British Columbia. Decades of exploration data reveal a large gold-copper mineralized system extending beyond the historic resource estimate, with multiple drill targets identified for the 2026 program. The compilation work has improved understanding and identified areas for potential mineralization expansion.
Aclarion highlights growing adoption of Nocicin at the London Clinic with new physician video. Aclarion's Nocicin gains traction at the London Clinic with a new video featuring Mr. John Sutcliffe, lead clinician. Nearly 100 scans performed show increased use for chronic low back pain evaluation. The video showcases real-world physician experience with Nocicin, offering additional insights to inform clinical decisions. Aclarion's CEO Brent Ness notes the growing adoption at the London Clinic as a positive sign for Nocicin's potential in managing chronic low back pain.
Medivesco reports 37% year-over-year revenue growth at Epic Labor Inc. for Q1 2026. The staffing subsidiary generated $419,111 in revenue, a 37.2% increase from the same period in 2025, and $1.02% increase from the same period in 2025. And the creator that we and IT had, CEO Ryan Shadle, highlights the strong fundamentals of Epic Labor but emphasizes the need to reassess growth strategies in light of AI advancements. The company plans to conduct a strategic review to identify high-value opportunities for future growth.
Ladybug Resource Group, Inc. complete strategic acquisition. Ladybug Resource Group, Inc. has completed a strategic acquisition of the operations of Visionary AI Systems Group Limited Co., Guangzhou Jingdao Automotive Equipment Manufacturing Co. Limited. This move positions Ladybug as a key technology partner in the electric vehicle ecosystem, with Jingdao specializing in precision production lines and smart industrial equipment for global automotive brands.
Atlas Clear Holdings begins onboarding of third correspondent broker-dealer and executes clearing agreement with fourth correspondent broker-dealer through Wilson Davis. Atlas Clear Holdings has started onboarding a third correspondent dealer, broker-dealer, and signed a clearing agreement with a fourth correspondent broker-dealer through Wilson Davis. The operations team is expanding to support current activity and a growing pipeline. The clearing infrastructure is driving operating leverage with each new correspondent, showcasing the company's commitment to growth and efficiency.
BLAU Clouds, Inc. launches $1,000 The Alley.io Growth Challenge on April 6, 2026 at 8:00 a.m. EDT. Participants must create a public group and onboard 500 real members to win $1,000 via Apollo Cash. The contest aims to showcase The Alley.io as a community platform fostering direct engagement and audience relationships. For more details, visit thealley.io.
Celebrating 22 years of curated luxury writing instruments, Pen Boutique Limited proudly celebrates its 22nd anniversary, marking over two decades of excellence in luxury fountain pens and writing instruments. Since 2004, the company has been a trusted authority and premiered its first anniversary that steamed the 2 years with a curated selection of renowned brands. Pen Boutique offers not just writing tools but pieces of art that enhance the writing experience. Learn more at penboutique.com.
As a Life Start Engine campaign closing April 6th. As a Life's equity crowdfunding campaign on Start Engine is set to close on April 6th, offering investors a chance to support the innovative button huggy device. With a 77% reduction in feeding tube dislodgement, $8,000 in pre-orders, and backing from top institutions, As a Life is poised for growth. Don't miss this opportunity to be part of a company focused on simplicity, safety, and reliability. Avolta publishes invitation to its annual general meeting 2026. Avolta has announced its annual general meeting 2026, scheduled for May 6, 2026, at Rheinpark in Basel, Switzerland. Shareholders can access the invitation, agenda, and chairman's letter on the company's website. For more information, contact Rebecca McClellan, Global Head of Investor Relations, or Kathy Jongens, Director of Corporate Communications.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Singulet Inc. for Q25. Stonegate Capital Partners updates their coverage on Singulet Inc., positioning CTX1301 for a potential commercial ADH launch. The NDA is under FDA review with a focus on manufacturing rather than clinical performance. Recent financing and IP progress support the investment thesis with a pro forma cash balance of approximately $23 million. Regulatory timing may shift, but approval remains likely, driven by manufacturing validation.
A 2Z Cust 2 Mat Solutions. A Z secures $50 million smart cart deal with Carrefour Israel. A2Z Cust 2 Mat Solutions Corp. A2Z Cust 2 Mat Solutions Corp secures a $50 million deal with Carrefour Israel to deploy 4,000 smart carts across its store network. The 5-year strategic agreement includes hardware, software, infrastructure, and support with exclusive retail media and data monetization rights. The collaboration aims to drive revenue growth and enhance the in-store shopping experience with AI-powered technology.
Focus Universal Inc. announces $4 million private placement priced at the market under NASDAQ rules. Focus Universal Inc. announced a $4 million private placement priced at the market under NASDAQ rules. The offering includes the sale of common units and pre-funded and investor warrants at $3.58 per common unit. The transaction is expected to close on April 7, 2026, and the company plans to use the proceeds for general corporate purposes and working capital. Aegis Capital Corp. is the exclusive placement agent for the private placement.
Tech Media Breaks. A 2Z Cust 2 Mate Solutions Corp. secures a $50 million smart cart deal with Carrefour Israel. The 5-year agreement includes deploying 4,000 smart carts across Carrefour's store network, along with collaboration in data, retail media, and digital services. The rollout starts in the third quarter of 2026, providing hardware, software, infrastructure, and support. A2Z gains exclusive retail media and data monetization rights, positioning them for recurring revenue in the growing retail media and data markets.
Two decades of community-focused HVAC service. Celebrating 20 years of service, Pearl's Quality Cooling and Heating remains committed to community values. From a one-man operation to a regional leader, the company's integrity and experience shine through. With a focus on quality and customer care, they continue to prioritize service over growth. Learn more about their legacy at carlscoolinglol.com.
Bavaria meets America. Dinsler Coffee now exclusively at one-stop German shop. Bavarian coffee brand Dinsler makes its U.S. debut exclusively at one-stop German shop. 7 varieties, including premium coffee and classic, now available online. Founder Thomas Hessler, excited for American customers to experience Dinsler's high-quality, fair-trade coffee. Dinsler, known for hand-roasted specialties, partners with one-stop German shop for distribution in the U.S. Learn more at onstopgermanshop.com.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.